Hello and welcome. It's the Thursday Night Supporters Club podcast on 11th of January 2024. Hope you are all having a great week. Now, I've got to say, yes, the temperature has really dropped. I know I'm talking about the weather again, but the temperature has really dropped, but at least it has been dry. Or it certainly has here anyway. And I, for one, am really enjoying it. I don't mind the cold so much. I prefer it being cold than it being wet. That's all I have to say. However, something that I keep hearing people say is that the cold kills the bugs. And many people say it in the way that it kills germs and the bugs that make us ill. So here's the thing that I know about when it comes to my day job as a refrigeration engineer. It doesn't kill germs. It slows germs down. But, and this is where I'm relating it back to gardening, the cold might kill off some pests or bugs in that sense. Slugs and snails, for example, they can tolerate a bit of cold, but only so much. That's why they often go underground or find somewhere warm. But some of them will be killed off by a certain amount of cold. Now, the coldest that I have seen so far has only been minus one here, but it may well be colder where you are. And I don't know, how is it going? Is it causing you any problems? Now, if you have got any delicate plants, then they might be struggling unless you've run out with your Enviromesh or a bit of fleece just to protect them. One thing that I've noticed is my carrots are starting to look a little bit droopy, a little bit sorry for themselves. But to be honest, the fact that they were growing this late into the season, I was quite amazed with. They were doing pretty well. So to see them start to be affected by the cold is actually in some ways a bit of a relief. Now, it is Thursday, and as you know, every Thursday I like to share my plans for the weekend. And this is my way of just trying to let you know what I'm doing so that it might inspire you to tackle a few tasks yourself. So, what are my plans for this weekend? Now, Saturday I'm heading down to the allotment in the morning, and I have decided that I'm going to dig out the gooseberry bush that I've been, debating about removing over this last week. This gooseberry bush, I inherited it. It's a bit of a ugly looking bush. It's got this bit of plastic that I cannot remove, and it is in the wrong place. So I think I'm going to dig it out, and then I might give it a really hard prune after that and see how it goes. I'm going to put it in a pot and just see if it survives. I'm not overly fussed by it. I've got several other gooseberry bushes in other locations at I don't like getting rid of plants. I don't like getting rid of healthy plants anyway. So I might just try and save it, but put it in a pot out of the location of where it is. Now, after that, I do want to be pruning my raspberries too. Now, these are my autumn raspberries. So to prune those, I just take my hedge trimmer and run all the way along my autumn raspberry bed and get rid of all the tops. It's a little bit too early for that. Normally you would be doing it in February, but I'm planning on doing that this Saturday. Then after that, I'm going to move to the lower half of the plot. And what I'm going to be doing is I'm prepping another area for growing the seed potatoes. Now, this is just in front of where I have done it last year. But that area, I'm just going to give it a bit of a tidy up. There's a few more fruit plants that I've planted in that area that I'm going to dig out as well. It's been another area that has been very tricky for me to look after. So I'm hoping that by basically placing a load of cardboard down and in my concrete pipes on top and growing potatoes, it's going to just take the edge off the weeds so that come next year, I can just keep running through with the hoe in order to tackle it. It has been a tricky area, as I said, so hopefully this is going to make all the difference. Of course, we won't be planting out any potatoes until March, so between now and then, we've got a bit of time just to try and make sure that that is ready. Now, after that, I'm then going to start preparing the ground in order to move the shed. Now, this is a big task that I do want to tackle throughout January, and I really want the shed moved by the end of January. But the first thing I've got to do is obviously have a bit of a tidy up, clear away any of the junk, and then level the ground so that it is ready for me to place down some weed suppressing membrane and some blocks for the shed to move on. Once that is done, we can look at moving a shed, which shouldn't take too long. Now, at home, which is probably going to be Sunday, to be honest with you, I'm going to be building another bed, just like I built last weekend. And I do like building these beds, I've got to say. I really do enjoy building and crafting things. And The bed I built last weekend, I'm very happy with that. I've just got to make sure it is level before we start placing in cardboard and then placing it in compost. But I want to build another one. In fact, I want to build, there's going to be about another six of that particular size and then another two of another size. But that's going to be spread out over 7 months due to budget constraints. But I want to build this one this weekend, which I'll be very happy with, get that built. And it'd be another bed ready for the growing season. As I said, winter for me is all about the infrastructure jobs. So I'm building these beds and things like that in order to try and make sure it is ready and done. Now, after that, I've got a bit of wood to cut down. We do have central heating in our house, but we do also have open fireplaces. And a lot of like the ivy we used to have in our garden, I cut that down and have let it to season. And we want to cut down so that we have that bit extra heating for us. Trying to save a bit of money on our heating costs. But the reason I bring this up, once the wood is cut down, it will tidy up that certain area of my garden. And that will enable me to have another area tidied. I can move another, or move other items into to keep another area tidy. It's very much about moving things around, but We're getting there. It's the joys of being a hoarder sometimes. After that, I'm going to be potting up some of my chili seedlings and possibly my aubergine seedlings, depending on how they are. My chili seedlings are starting to produce some true leaves after being attacked by slugs and snails. So I'm just going to put those into a bit of a bigger pot, just so then I've got, that gives me a bit more space, basically, but also just gives the plants a bit more chance to grow. They're starting to pot on their true leaves, the chili seedlings, so it's a good sign. Aubergines a little bit behind the chilies, of course, but they are doing really well, as are the pepper seeds. Then I'm going to be pruning raspberries at home as well, and also my grapevine. And then over the weekend, I also want to be sowing a few more pepper seeds and some lettuce seeds. Now, I don't want to mention, if you are interested in successional sowing this year, particularly with things like lettuce and stuff like that, then I want to be trying to make a bit of an effort of that with you. Now, of course, I always include seeds that fall into this category each month, be it the microgreens we've been doing a lot of, lettuce I used to do a lot of, mustard and spinach and things like that. But it's a little bit too early to start the successional seedling off for most people, but I am sowing some lettuce in the greenhouse. Last week we sowed some mustard and spring onions in the veggie pod. So if you are looking at doing that, then those three you could sow now and again in a few weeks' time. I do want to be doing more successional sowing with you guys. This is something that one of the seeds that we are sending out or falling into that particular remit. It's just a difficult one to know, because I very easy for successional sowing, but I do like to mix things up, so I'm not always growing the same salad leaves or whatever. So I've got to try and figure out the correct way of keeping it interesting for everybody. Now, I did mention microgreens in that, and I have actually sown some microgreens today. Now, I know we have been sowing quite a few microgreens over the winter months. Microgreens for me are an ideal thing to grow over winter and provide us with food. That's why I tend to sow them. And actually, they are an easy one to successfully sow. You just sow a few seeds every week. Microgreens, of course, can provide us with food in very little time, within a week or two, in fact. Now, you probably do know already how to grow microgreens, but of course, we have got a few new members, so I think it's only right that I go through how I go about growing microgreens again. Now, what I do is take a tray. I use an old dog food tray, but the containers that takeaways sometimes come in, they will do just as good, or anything like that. I just place a piece of kitchen paper on the base, and then I dampen that down. Just damp, doesn't need to be flooded, it just needs to be damp. Then I scatter a few seeds on top. It does need to be pretty thick. Then place that pot, tray, whatever you're using, somewhere with plenty of light or warmth. Kitchen windowsill or greenhouse will do the job. Then all we got to do is just keep that paper towel damp. Within a week or two, they will have germinated. We just cut them off and eat the tops. Now, you could use compost in the base. I don't bother with compost because I just find that it becomes a little bit too expensive using compost. A good thing with kitchen towel, once you've harvested the fenugreek or whatever you may be growing, we then just take that kitchen towel and pod that in the compost bin. Of course, you can do the same with compost, but compost, as I said, I think that can get a little bit expensive. Now, these microgreens that I've sown are known as fenugreek, but they're also known as methi or methi, which is my wife's favourite curry. And I'm growing these to see if we can try and make her favourite curry using these microgreens, or certainly get the flavour in anyway. It's going to be an interesting experiment, see if we get it right. But if you've got any recipes using fenugreek or methi, then please do let us know. I'm sure Scott will come up with something. That's Chef Scott, of course, as well. Right, guys, you take care, and I'll speak to you again on Sunday. I suddenly felt like I ended that a bit sharpish there, but yeah, it is the end. But I will speak to you again on Sunday, and you take care and have a good weekend.